Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It's another beautiful Saturday here in Dreamland. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast, Every Day is Saturday. Head on over to everydayisaturday.com. See all the great things that we have to offer you, which, number one, put that name and email into that website, would you please? So we can keep you informed, up to date, inspired, motivated, empowered, all the great things going on the journey to making every day a Saturday. You can also connect with me on Facebook, / Sam Crowley. Twitter, @SamCrowley. Connect. What do you want to hear on the show? What topics do you like to talk about? The dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Bought a fence yesterday. Never bought a fence before. Got my first fence ever going into the Crowley compound here in the backyard. Dropped a cool $6,500. Wasn't expecting that by any stretch. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought it'd be like $3,000 to put a fence in, but I guess I was off by about 100%. It's all good in the hood, I guess. We got two border collies. They're on invisible fence right now. Feeling a little bit better when we have the second line of defense, no pun intended, put in there. Looking at a pool possibly in spring of 2015. And I'm not telling you all this because we got a Better Home and Garden show today. I'm just telling you what's going on in the life of an entrepreneur. I had the guy come out in a rainstorm yesterday. Troy from Lowe's, by the way, got 8% cash back online through the Dubly Shopping Mall. That's right, my friend. That's $520 cash back. Do you like cash back? Do you like to earn cash back? Go to everydayisaturday.com/doobly. Learn what's really turning the world upside down. Everydayisaturday.com/doobly. Doobly. Yeah, that's true. 8% cash back as a VIP member. Costs $100 a year to be a VIP member of Doobly. But I don't sell the memberships. I sell the business opportunity. I sell the dream. I sell the fact that my buddy Christian Henneke made $180,000 last month. I sell the fact that there's people every single day joining our team. Over $4 million in sales in the first couple months. What? Head on over there. So, hey, I want to talk about getting on the phone today. Put a post on my Facebook page today. If you're in my email database, you got a similar type of message. Phone sales gets a bad rap, don't you think? I mean, all these scammy, smarmy, slimy telemarketers that are calling us every day, every night. I got a call on a Sunday morning just a few days ago. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, 2014, by the way. We do a show every day here at the Everyday Saturday Show, except on Saturday. But I did give a rare Saturday podcast this past week called Stacking the Odds in Your Favor. I'm going to be a professional craps player down the road, and I've been spending some time at the Horseshoe Casino online learning all about the game of craps. I think it's a game that can be beat. I think it's a game that can be mastered, and I think it's a game that none other than yours truly is going to actually show people all around the world, millions of individuals, how to make a lot of money playing craps. I don't bet the rent money. I only bring a little bit with me. I'm really just doing a lot of due diligence right now, put it that way. But doing pretty good, I might add. Just another thing I've decided to do, man, just because I'm free. That's all, because I'm free. I don't have a boss, nothing like that. So just do, you know, what I want when I want without putting the family at risk, having a little bit of fun out there because I'm going to get hit by a bus or it's going to be my last day on earth sometime down the road. And I just want to make sure I squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life. Is that okay with you? So here we are talking about telephone sales. And I posted it on my Facebook page that it's wild. A lot of the leaders, I don't even know if you call them leaders because they're not. So what do you call them? Veteran marketers, maybe? People that have been around the block. I guess people who want to be fawned over, people that got an ego. I don't know what you call. I don't know. You tell me. I'll tell you the story, then you tell me what you call these people, okay? People who say, well, I don't pick up the phone. I don't believe in picking up the phone because my time is too valuable to be exchanging hours for dollars. Like, who wants to do that? I'm an entrepreneur. Did you read the E-Myth with Michael Gerber where he talks about leveraging your time? What I do after I read that book is I decided that I'm going to hide behind my computer the rest of my life and never pick up the telephone, and I'm going to leverage my time. When in fact, what I'm really doing is I am playing fantasy football online cards and scrolling up and down my Facebook feed looking for and refreshing it every 4 seconds and counting the number of friends I have on the internet. That's what I really do instead of picking up the phone. See, people get this misconception that if you pick up the telephone, all of a sudden you've now degraded yourself to, you know, something so low on the food chain that you can't even tell people that it is what you do. Can I give you an example? This is what I sent out to my list today. If you're not on my list, you're missing some really good content, training and teaching and all about this good stuff about how to make money as an entrepreneur. So I sent an email out, and it went something like this. I made $2,604. I made $2,640 an hour, $2,640 an hour yesterday. All right. How did you make $2,640 in an hour, Sam? I'm glad you asked. Well, here's what happened, okay? Right now I'm promoting Doobly Network, okay? You've heard it on the show. It's a sponsor of the show, brought to you by Doobly Network. EverydaySaturday.com/Doobly. So what happens with this, and the only reason I use this as an example in the email I sent is because if I use my own suite of products, inevitably people are going to be like, I don't have those products. I'm not a speaker. I don't have a mailing list. Okay, so I just say, all right, you can all do this, all right? Whatever your business is, just whatever it is, okay? I'm just using Doobly because I like to tell the truth. Most of my stories are true, so it helps. So I send an email out, and I send people to one video, that one at everydayisaturday.com/Doobly or /180K. Either way, talks about Christian Hennecke making 180 grand his first month in Doobly, last month. And then I send them, whoever replies to that video, I send them another link. They say, hey, Sam, well, what about the compensation plan? How's it work? How do I get paid out of my blah, blah, blah. So I sent them out the video for the compensation plan, and then the next one is, hey, how do I join? Or they just join and send me an email letting me know they joined, you know? Or, and this is what happened yesterday. Actually, it happened last week, but I got on the phone. This week, scheduled 3 appointments yesterday to get on the phone, and you always have to pre-qualify people when you're going to get on the phone because you are now exchanging your time. And if you're going to be exchanging your time, you want to make the best use of your time. The best use of my time when selling to try to earn commissions is to qualify people. Let me just make sure we understand each other. Okay, this is what I say during email. Have you viewed the videos, yes or no, that I've been sending you? If yes, great. I assume just have a few quick questions to ask before you join the team, yes or no? If yes, great. Send me your number and get ready to join. Because if I answer your questions satisfactorily, you're joining. True or true? True. Okay. Anything other than that, I'm not getting on the phone with somebody because then it's like, well, I have a brother who did something similar to this, and I did Google research, and I just saw something. Let me tell you something right now about Google research, okay? I love when people say that. I love it. Sam, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I was on Google. Are you familiar with Google? I was on Google, and I researched this company, and they do not have very nice things to say. Oh, really? Are you serious? You mean there's actually some mopey, dopey person out there who thought they were going to catch lightning in the bottle and sit on their ass and eat Cheetos and didn't make any money? What? I find that very difficult to believe. But if you say so, I'm sure there's something at Rip Off Report or Scam or something like that out there about XYZ company. I'll take your word for it. Okay, are we done now? Okay, thank you. Go back to your clicker. Mm-mm. Okay, so with that being said, if they respond with anything like that, of course I'm not getting on the phone. Then I'm just having a conversation. Some people, I mean, I know you don't believe me, but I'm telling you, people want to talk about the weather, talk about politics. You can't have that. You must pre-qualify people for whatever your business is. I'm just using Doobly as an example because that's what I'm promoting right now. Whatever your business is, whatever you do, whatever you sell, jump on the phone with qualified. The key word, I can't even emphasize this enough. I wish I was standing on stage and everybody's, I would put a big old Q on an easel board. qualified prospects. The worst kind of people are the ones that expect, sell me. Okay, sell me. No, I don't need to sell you. Oh, business is that good? Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact. It really is that good. I know it's hard for you to believe with the employee mindset in the industrial age, but yes, business is actually that good. Ironically enough, there actually are people out there that can fog a mirror. And that really, that and a little bit of passion and purpose added to their life is pretty good. Yeah, business is actually, it's actually better than good. It's actually real good. Not for you, I'm guessing. I don't know why. Could be your attitude, maybe. I'm guessing. I don't know. So when they get on the phone, it's as simple as answering their questions. Look, people by and large, they want to know what? What do they want to know? They want to know that you're a real person. They want to know you're not hiding behind a computer. I mean, I give this persona on the internet that I'm this excited guy who makes every day Saturday, put some videos out there, acting all goofy, doing a podcast like this every single day. What would happen if I picked up the phone and called somebody and let's say their name was Ruth? Ruth wants me to call her. And Ruth is expecting somebody to jump through her phone, at least somebody who sounds like they have a pulse, you know? And instead, Ruth gets something like this.
Hello? May I please speak with Ruth?
Hi, yeah, this is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. My name is Sam Crowley, founder of EverydayIsSaturday.com, and I just want to say hi and see if you have any questions maybe or not. I don't know about Doobly or maybe something else. I don't know, but I'm just thinking that, you know, you kind of wanted me to give you a phone call. So this is kind of what we're doing. I just think this is great. Okay. Hi, Ruth. Hi, Ruth.
Ruth? If I were Ruth, I'd be Sam. That Sam that you're listening to right there would be listening to a dial tone. Okay. Now, what really happens is get Ruth on the phone, say, hey, Ruth, Sam Crowley, how you doing? Hey, Sam, good, how you doing? Great, great. Hey, listen, I appreciate you following up with me via Doobly Network. Exciting stuff, isn't it? Yeah, geez, I've been getting your videos. I watch it. What do you like best about it, Ruth? Stop right there. Notice what I said. What do you like best about it? I didn't say, what do you think? You want to kill a sale faster than you can say the word Saturday? Go ahead and ask somebody, hey, what do you think? You know what they're going to say? Oh, geez, now that you're asking me what I'm thinking, holy cow, I'm thinking my boss hates me, my spouse just left me, my dog crapped all over the rug, I'm on 27 antidepressants, and I haven't slept in 3 months. That's what I think. So rather than asking that, say, what you like best about the opportunity that you just saw? Because then the only answer they can give you is what they like the best about the opportunity that they saw attached to your business. Look, you got to lead people. You know, you got to get them excited a little bit. Hey, Ruth, Sam Crowley, how you doing? Great, Sam. Great to see the video. Yeah, what you like best about the opportunity? Well, I love the fact that it's not a huge barrier to entry to get started and you can make a lot of money fast. Yeah. You're right, Ruth. Congratulations. Wow, you're one of the more astute people. You're going to be a great teammate. You're going to make a lot of money, Ruth, because you're sharp. You got that right away just off those couple videos you viewed. Awesome. Hey, listen, let me ask you what questions real quick do you have? Stop. Real quick. Do you hear what I said there? Real quick. What questions do you have real quick, Ruth? Okay. Not, hey, Ruth, how can you become an instant time vampire and take up the next 7 hours of my day asking the same question in a different way every way for 7 hours straight? Can you figure out a way to do that, Ruth? Because I'd love for you to do that. I don't have anything else going on today. I don't have 4 kids and everything else going on in my life. I woke up at 6 in the morning, take my daughter to the orthodontist at 7 a.m. Nah, I don't got much going on. No, I want you to ask me the same question 17 different ways, okay? If you can, at all possible. Start with the first time, okay? No, real quick, Ruth, what questions do you have? What can I help you with? Well, real quick, definitely qualify. You got to qualify, man. You got to qualify these people. Real quick, Ruth. Guess what Ruth's going to do? She's going to be real quick, okay? Real quick. You just have a conversation with somebody. And I hate to, you know, it's not that difficult. I mean, I hate to make it sound like there's anything to it. There's really nothing to it. I started out my entire career in telephone sales. Stockbroker, J.W. Gant, West Palm Beach, Florida, 1988. I was 19 years old. Passed a Series 7 test at 19 years old. Let me tell you something. The last 5 classes I took at Penn State that year in the spring, I got an incomplete because I dropped out. Because my buddy told me, this was great advice, always seek the advice of people who have been where you want to go.
except in this case, okay? A buddy of mine says, hey, dude, listen, you don't want all Fs in your class. Go down and drop out the last day. That way you get incompletes and they don't show on your transcript, and it's awesome. I'm like, oh, hey, sounds good to me. I haven't gone to class in 6 months. Let me try it. So I walked down, did the walk of shame, by the way. Everybody walked. When you – Penn State, where I went, Penn State Barron Erie, PA – you had to walk past the student union building and get down to the classrooms, and unfortunately you had to pass everybody that was actually going to class. And when you haven't been to class in 6 months, like, Crowley, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? What are you doing up so early? It's 10 in the morning. How'd you find your way down here? You lost? Hey, Crowley, you lost? What's going on? So you just kind of put the old hoodie up over your head and hope nobody sees you. Didn't work, but that's what you hope for. So I dropped out of Penn State, got an incomplete in all my classes, which I found out later wasn't exactly the best move. I don't know if it was as bad as getting an F, if I should have just taken the F in those classes. Either way, wasn't really good counsel. So my career started a little after that, in the summer of 1988, the fall, actually, 1988. I became a stockbroker and started selling on the phone. That was it. Have to sell to eat, 100% commission. From there, I launched my other career in Buffalo, New York, for the phone company, selling Yellow Pages, inside sales, outside sales. Started on the phone, man, 2 years, 2 years. From 1990 to 1992, base salary $9,990, plus commission, targeted earnings of $23,000. On the phone, 8 hours a day. You know, when I was at JW Gant, when I was a stockbroker, I made 400 outbound calls a day. I am not kidding. Jeb Murphy, if he listens to my show, he can back me up. 400 outbound calls. We would start in the morning at 8 o'clock calling the East Coast, and we would dial until 9, sometimes 10 o'clock at night, calling the West Coast off the leads that we had. The leads. You ever seen Glengarry Glen Ross? That's what I did. Need the leads. Got the good leads. But I've always loved telephone sales because it's a game. It's just a game. I mean, nobody can even see you. People can't even see a sweat. You can be fumbling, bumbling, stumbling, looking for stuff, a piece of paper, you know, half to see, oh, hold on, yeah, let me get the answer to that question for you, and you're just scrambling on your laptop, whatever. Nobody knows. Nobody can see you sweat. That's the beauty of telephone sales. There's something to be said for that. When you're doing sales in front of people, they can see you get nervous. They can see that unsure look in your eyes. Maybe sometimes you can hear it in somebody's voice, but by and large, you can hide a lot of that fear on the phone. I'm telling you, embrace the phone in your business. I don't know what you do, but whatever it is that you do, I'm assuming you have to sell to eat. And if you want to sell more, pick up the phone. Call your clients. Call your customers. Hey, if you already have a lot of customers, call them up and just say thanks. Hey, Joe, Sam Crowley. Appreciate that HVAC installation you had for our company here. Appreciate you doing business with us. We can ever be a service to you down the road. Let us know, all right? We really appreciate your business. And our number one source of businesses, happy customers that refer us. Would you mind referring us? Or if you know anybody that could use our services, let us know, all right? Okay, all right. Yeah, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Hey, have a great day, buddy. That's it. Pick up the phone. Talk to people. Don't hide behind a computer. It's empowering, man. It's fun. People are good. People are good people. Pick up. I mean, look, they'd love to hear from you. So don't be afraid, and don't hide behind your computer, and don't think that just because, you know, I don't pick up the telephone because I am leveraging, using the power of leverage. That's stupid. That's totally stupid. I wouldn't even want to do business with you. If I was one of your top customers, look, I got to be adding value back to you. I get that part. Okay, you're not going to get on the phone with somebody who's just, like I said, going to siphon your time, or they don't represent a big client to you or somebody like that, or a potential prospect that's already ready to go. People just want to know you are who you are. That's all. Pick up the phone, call them, let them know, hey, it's really who I am. Sam Crowley, here I am. Woohoo, let's go. Let's get going. But to say that you're not going to pick up the phone because you're posturing and you want to give this impression that, oh, the worst advice I ever got, worst, not even close to a second, was when I received my third promotion in 4 years. I was running the $90 million division that I actually, you know, was in as an outside sales rep. And one of the guys that used to have my job, hey, let me give you some advice. Don't ever answer your phone. What are you talking about? Don't ever answer my phone. What do you mean? I got it. No. Here's what you do. Have your secretary record your voicemail greeting saying, thank you for calling the office of Sam Crowley. Sam is not in right now, but he will be happy to return your call at his earliest convenience. Please leave Sam a message. Beep. I'm like, oh, wow. You mean going to the third party secretary, leaving your voicemail trick? You got to be kidding me. Like, that's your secret? Yeah. All righty then. Okay. Well, hey, listen. nice knowing you. Thanks for that tidbit of advice. I'll be sure to use that never. And take care, buddy. I mean, some people are just so crazy. I got another that same type of advice when I got into my own business here, speaking, training, seminar leading, entrepreneur selling products online. Guy who's pretty successful on the internet says, yeah, always have never let anybody be able to get to you. Always have a layer. Always, even if it's like a fake assistant, have somebody in there answering your emails for you. You know, I'm like, dude, that's so dumb. If you don't want to talk to somebody, don't talk to them. Why you got to pretend like you're the grand poobah sitting in the ivory tower? You think that makes you more relatable? I don't know. Maybe it does. For me, I want to be as relatable to my database, my base, my clients, my prospects as I possibly can. I'm not jumping on the phone with somebody that's kicking tires, but if I decide to get on the phone with somebody, I want them to be able to relate to me. Yes, hold please. You have a call from the president. You know, it's like, yeah, hold please. You have a call from Sam Crowley from Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, yeah, okay, great. I mean, super. What's that? I mean, big deal, right? So I just want to record this show for everybody today, all the fans, all the great fans of the Everyday is Saturday show, to let you know. Number one, by the way, get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating, which please, as soon as this podcast is over, get over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a nice comment so people can find the show. And don't fear the phone. Have a little bit of a personality. Have some fun. People are great people. Just like you talk to them in the grocery store, Starbucks. Have a conversation. The conversation's lost. Too many people are hiding behind a computer. Don't hide behind your computer. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.